Thank you, Brother Holcomb. Good job. That's the way I would sing it if I was singing it. But I'm glad he was singing it, and I'm sure you are too. Amen. Take your Bibles, please, for just a few minutes. I want to just remind us of some things about missions. And I want you to turn, if you would, to Mark 16. Mark 16. And just a couple of verses, verses 15 and 16. Just a brief message tonight. Remind us of the mandate that we have, the mandate of missions. Mark 16, beginning with verse 15, Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned." Now, this is a mandate that God has given us as believers, especially the New Testament church. We are a body of baptized believers, as I said this morning, but we're not here just to sit and soak. We're here to follow the mandate that God has given us. It's something we should take very seriously. Is something we're going to answer to God for. How we respond to the mandate of the Word of God. And may I remind you, it is a mandate, it's not an option. Too many times as believers, we think that the things God has said in the Bible for us to do are suggestions. Or they're sort of like some of the things you get on a car, they're options. But when God gives us the mandate is from God, and he means business, and he's the highest authority of all authorities. It's not coming just from me. It isn't just coming from the church and maybe our bylaws or something like that. The mandate is coming from Almighty God, and it is given to the local church. The parachurch doesn't have the responsibility to do what we do, and too many of them are trying to take the responsibility, and many of them trying to take the money that should go to missions to do what they're doing, when we need to have an understanding that the mandate is given to God's people primarily through the local church. Everything that God does is primarily through the institution that he set up. And I thank God for the local church. But our mandate is from the Lord. Too many times people think it's just what the preacher wants. Well, if you like me real good, that might be good. If you are somewhere in between, that might not be so good. And if you don't like the pastor to some degree or something, then you might not want to do anything. But if you understand the mandate is from Almighty God, and I'm just his mouthpiece reminding all of us that that's what God wants us to do, to go out and reach a lost and dying world. We're not here just to have fellowship. We're not here just to have softball teams. We're not here just to get together for weddings and funerals and all of that. We're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to bring people to Jesus Christ. Thank God we've had somebody saved during the missions conference and had two saved this morning. That's our mandate, to bring them to Christ, to get them to Jesus Christ. The mission of the church is simply the fact that there's so many lost people out there. And again, I remind you of the size of the world today. When I think about almost 7 billion people, it blows my mind. That's a lot of folks. And I don't know how you could possibly put that in your brain and sort of go through that in your mind. But just think of the billions of people on the face of the earth. And yet, very few of them claim to be saved. In fact, somewhere around 2% claim to be saved. And I grant you that all 2% don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. I met some of those yesterday who thought they were saved and they claimed to be Christians, but when it came time to find out how they got saved and if they got saved the Bible way, they had no idea what we were talking about. And yet, the first answer they gave me while we were knocking on those doors and talking to some of them was, "Sure, I'm a Christian." In fact, everybody in America thinks they're Christian just because they're born in America, almost. But we have to recognize that such a great percentage of the world does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And they need to know Christ. As I said this morning, they are responsible. They will die and go to hell if nobody gets the gospel to them. And so I just don't believe God will do that. Friend, that's just the way it is. If they do not hear the gospel and they do not get saved, they perish and they die and go to hell and spend eternity there forever and ever without Jesus Christ. Can't we see their faces? Can we not see and look as we would be looking through the eyes of Almighty God to see a lost and dying world? And that's what it takes. It's not just for the missionaries, folks. It's for us right here in what we would call our Jerusalem. What is our Jerusalem? Well, the whole Metroplex to a degree, but especially the Fort Worth area and all of these little cities that are right around us. This is our area to reach with the gospel. And we need to get out there and get the job done. And many are working hard, and thank God for them, Sunday school teachers and workers and bus workers. But everybody needs to get involved in the great business, the great, great business, the mission of the church to reach those that are lost. The only hope for them, the only light for them, is the cross of Jesus Christ. There's nothing else. Nothing else will bring them the satisfaction and the peace until they come to know Jesus Christ. You can have millions of dollars. I know a lot of Baptists say, if I just had millions, I'd be happy as a lark. No, you wouldn't. Not necessarily. But I grant you, those who are unsaved, there's something missing in their life because they don't have Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter the fame, the fortune, all of those things, they will not satisfy. The only thing that satisfies is a cool drink from the fountain of grace. Amen? And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So the mandate, we are reminded, and the mission, we know why we're doing it. There are many other things we can do in order to accomplish that, but these are two of the main things. But then there's the matter of, I hate to say this dirty word, money. There's the matter of money. I would not have added that, but I wanted to keep the M's going, okay, you know? Actually, it was no problem having the M's and having the word money added. You see, that's why during a missions conference, all of us need to search our hearts and make some decisions by faith that we're going to give just a little bit more. The cost of living goes up everywhere around the world. I have letters all the time, emails from missionaries who say the value of the dollar has dropped in our country. That's why we need to be ready to sacrifice and to give to the work of the Lord. Maybe cut out eating out once a week. You know, I don't know too many that eat at home anymore, do you? There are some, but it seems like everybody in America is eating out all the time. But find something, if it's giving up a Coke or whatever it may be. Some Baptists could give up cigarettes. But at any rate, whatever it is, let's give it up. Amen? Give it up. And put the money, you know, a carton of cigarettes, I don't know what they cost, but I saw a sign somewhere the other day at one of these little drive-in stores, and man, the price was phenomenal. When I was a little kid, they were 25 cents a pack. You ask me how I know? My brother smoked, but at any rate. Now, you know, there are just a lot of things, in all seriousness, folks, that we could sacrifice and give. One of those little quarter folder things you fill up, that'll buy a Bible. Did you know that? Just give, but we must give by faith. And we talk about faith promise. And I remind you of what that really is, and that's giving to God. I could tell you many, many things about faith promise that my wife and I have had the privilege of practicing, and many of you could do that too in our own lives. And it's an exciting life, and God always blesses. I've told you before, I mean, God gives us, He's given us eggs. In fact, I got some eggs in a little refrigerator in my office right now that somebody brought in this morning. And I believe God supplies it. You say, well, it's just because you're the pastor. Well, that may help a little bit, but I'm telling you, it's because God provides a need. I've had people give me cars. I've had people give us dishwashers and washing machines and all kinds of things. And many times those things come not too long after we have increased our giving by faith. I like that, because without faith you cannot please God. Amen? Do we understand that without faith, and I know that has to do with salvation and other things, but it has to do with our money. We must by faith give and give sacrificially. We have so many people that need to go to the mission field. And faith giving is not a gimmick. It is not a trick. It is not a gypsy trick. He was telling me about some things that he used to do and how he could hype the product and all that kind of thing. This is not a hype the product, friend. This is a principle of God's Holy Bible. And so we need to release our pocketbooks and add a little bit to it. And this is a good time, not only in Stewardship Month, but right now in the Missions Conference, to say we're going to give some more. And if all of us would do something by faith, our missions giving could increase and we could do a whole lot more in helping them out. I believe what the Bible says about giving. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down. You see, that's the principle of God's Word. That's not all of this hype that's going on television, but that's just a principle of the very Word of God. And people laid back and laid their money in store. In Achaia, it says, you were ready 1 year ago. They gave systematically. They gave on purpose. They didn't give just because they were moved by some emotion. I could tell you a story tonight about a family that lost their home and all their furniture in a fire, and maybe one of the children died or something, and I'd say, we need an offering. And boy, you'd give. You'd just really sacrifice. But let me tell you, this is far more important, although that could be important. This is far more important than that. And our giving must not be just from an emotional perspective. Our giving has to be by faith, because we believe it's right and we believe God's going to bless and God is able. How many of you believe tonight God's able to supply every need that we have? God can do it. And if he just wants us to step out by faith. And where our treasure is, that's where our heart is going to be. And then let me quickly say something about manpower. Where are we going to get the manpower? Well, many, many years ago, there was a church at Antioch. And they knew that there was a need to go out to send some people from that church. And Paul and Barnabas were the two that they sent out as missionaries from the church at Antioch. That's where we get the manpower. We're not going to get it at the Moose. We're not going to get it at the Elks Club. We're not going to get it somewhere else. The manpower is going to have to come, again, out of the local church. Where are we going to get our missionaries from? The local church. That's where all these missionaries came from that we have with us. They got saved. They were involved in a local church. Maybe somebody came in a conference just like this and preached, and they surrendered their lives and had to tell their pastor, we're going to the mission field. I don't like to give up members, but I like to give them up that way. When God calls some of our young couples to go to the mission field or to surrender for full-time service or to go off to Bible college, wherever it may be, then thank God that God has put his hand on them and they can do that. They had manpower that was given them from the church at Antioch. And I believe as Paul and Barnabas went out, and I know that they did a little bit of work and they were somewhat bivocational, you might say, but primarily the principle of the Word of God is take care of those servants of God, and we have the responsibility to do that. And so we have the responsibility not only to take care of them, but to preach and present the need in such a way, such as missions conferences, in any way we can, to say that the harvest is really out there. It really is. And somebody needs to go harvest the souls, and God can use you if you'll just surrender your life to go. The manpower has to come from our local churches. Now, the greatest missionary that ever lived was Jesus Christ. He went a long ways from heaven to earth. And that didn't take him as long as it would me and you, but in the sense that he left there and came by way of the virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ became a missionary. I sure am glad. I'm so glad tonight that Jesus came here, lived a little over 33 years, went to the cross of Calvary, suffered ignominy and shame, and took my place and died for me. He loved me so much, he cared enough that he died in my place. Aren't you glad? And I can say that he died for the whole world. Thank God that he did, and we need to remember that. So we have the mandate from God. We have the mission. We know what it is. We need the money, and the manpower has got to come from our church. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Would you stand, please?